ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भागवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी।
नौ दस तक
ठीक
खत्म कर।
ठीक है। हरे कृष्णा। आई थैंक ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर कमिंग टू द क्लास। आई डोंट नो वेदर पीपल आर हियरिंग आउटसाइड ऑल्सो, बाहर भी सुनते हैं। FM में है। सो आई थैंक ऑल ऑफ देम इनसाइड एंड आउटसाइड द टेम्पल। सो विल बिगिन विद द श्लोका।
पढ़िए क्या
इत्तम पुंसा विरागा स्यात् त्वया केवलीन मृषा मन्यसे यदि उपसमां स्नेहपाशा नैकृन्तनम्। नित्तं पुंसं विराग स्यात् नेतां पुंसं विराग स्यात् त्वया केवलीनामृषा मन्यसे यदि उपसमाम् स्नेहपाशा निकृन्तनाम् नेत्तां पुंसं विरागस्यात् त्वया केवलीनामृषा मन्यसे यदि उपसमा स्नेहपाशा निकृन्तनाम्। लेडीज हो गया ना नॉट इतम इन दिस वे फुमसाम ऑफ पर्सन्स विराग रिनन्सिएशन सियथ इज पॉसिबल त्वया बयु केवलिना मृषा पोसेसिंग नॉलेज फॉल्सली मन्यसे यू थिंक यदि इफ उपशमम रिनन्सिएशन ऑफ मेटीरियल एंजॉयमेंट स्नेह पाशा द बॉन्ड्स ऑफ अफेक्शन निकृंतनम कटिंग ट्रांसलेशन एंड बाय ड्राइंग एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद प्रजापति दक्ष कंटिन्यूड इफ यू थिंक दैट सिंपली अवेकनिंग द सेंस ऑफ रिनन्सिएशन विल डिटैच वन फ्रॉम द मेटीरियल वर्ल्ड आई मस्ट से दैट अनलेस फुल नॉलेज इज अवेकंड simply changing dresses as you have done cannot possibly bring detachment. Please repeat. Prajapati Daksha continued, if you think that simply awakening the sense of renunciation will detach one from the material world, I must say that unless full knowledge is awakened, simply changing dresses as you have done cannot possibly bring detachment. Purport. Prajapati Daksha was correct in stating that changing one's dress cannot detach one from this material world. The sannyasis of Kali Yuga who change their robes from white to saffron and then think they can do whatever they like are more abominable than materialistic grihasthas. This is not recommended anywhere. Prajapati Daksha was right in pointing out this defect. But he did not know that Narada Muni had aroused the spirit of renunciation in the Haryasvas and Savalasvas. Through full knowledge, such enlightened renunciation is desirable. One should enter the renounced order with full knowledge, Jnana Vairagya. For the perfection of life is possible for one who renounces this material world in that way. This elevated stage can be reached very easily as supported by the statements of Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.7. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayati Asuvairagyam Janam Chayat Ahetukam. By rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. If one seriously engages in devotional service to Lord Vasudeva, Jnana and Vairagya are automatically manifest in one's person. There is no doubt of this. Prajapati Daksha's accusation that Narada had not actually elevated his sons to the platform of knowledge was not factual. All the sons of Prajapati Daksha had first been raised to the platform of Jnana and had then automatically renounced this world. In summary, unless one's knowledge is awakened, renunciation cannot take place. For without elevated knowledge, one cannot give up attachment for material enjoyment.
Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapata Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Zagrajatam Saganarganatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Zadvaitam Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Sri Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತಿ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕಾಂತ ನಮಸ್ತುತೆ ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಂಗೀ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯ ವೃಂದಾಯ ತುಳಸಿ ದೇವಿಯಾಯ ಪ್ರಿಯಾಯ ಕೇಶವಾಸಿ ಚ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಪದೇ ದೇವಿ ಸತ್ಯವತಿ ನಮೋ ನಮ ವಾಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸ್ಮಿ ದೇವತಾ ಪರಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭೋ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶಿವಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಸೊ ದಕ್ಷಾಸ್ ಬರ್ತ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಹೈ ಪ್ರೊಫೈಲ್ ಬರ್ತ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಆರ್ಡಿನರಿ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ ಸೊ ಮೂನ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಎ ಗರ್ಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಪ್ರಚೇತಾಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ನಾಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಒನ್ ಪ್ರಚೇತಾ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಅ ಕಾಂಬಿನೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಫಾದರ್ಸ್ So far, no medical science has found there can be two children born, three children born, four children born for one father. But for 10 fathers, one child, there is no medical history. 10 fathers and one child, there is no medical history like that. So you can imagine how powerful that child must be with 10 fathers. So, and he had a special commission, not our commercial commission, means he was appointed. He was appointed for propagating sense gratification. Minister of sense gratification. What? Minister for sense gratification, that is Prajapati. So, for him there was no question of what is right and what is wrong. Whatever he wanted he could do. There was nobody to stop him. There is no democratic society, rules and regulations, nothing like that. He was free to do whatever he wanted. So he actually thought Narada Muni was some small timer, sadhu. What? Was that? Because he considered himself so elevated, and he was very powerful. So Narada Muni seemed like, you know, ye Hare Krishna wala aaye hain. Kya? Log bolte hain na, ye Hare Krishna wala aaye hain. So like that, he thought one Hare Krishna wala has come. And he underestimated his renunciation. He underestimated his capacity to give the jnana and vairagya to his sons. He underestimated it. It's a fact that not everybody can make, actually give jnana vairagya like that. We are all struggling. Even though we are hearing Bhagavatam every day, we are still struggling. But of course, it's a very, very special case. And Narada Muni actually transmitted extraordinary transcendental knowledge with realization to all the sons of Daksha twice. But Daksha had a good reason to doubt Narada Muni, because Narada Muni had no visiting card saying who he was. He was just wandering. Already he was wandering. Narada Muni also made him wander much more. He was already, when his mother died, he was already wandering. He was going everywhere. So he was not well, So Daksha miscalculated. And he actually told him, since he was well established in, well settled in family situation,
everything under control. So he thought if Narada Muni is cursed not to stay in one place, that will be a good punishment for him. Of course, he said many things about himself, how great he was and how tolerant he was, and you know how Narada Muni unnecessarily interfered with his, you know, activity. But Narada very coolly, he said, I accept your curse. Tad baddham. Very coolly, no talking, just very coolly he said, Tad baddham. I accept your curse. And he walked away. So, Narada Muni had no establishment where he has to collect for money for running the establishment, where he need people to do some seva. He was not a management Muni. He was not a management guru. He was a spiritual guru, not a management guru. But Daksha was all management. So Narada Muni is all transcendental. So it's very difficult to combine management and transcendence and make it transcendental management. That is very difficult to do. So, until one is able to overcome one's own personal need for security, comfort, one actually cannot become a preacher. It's not possible. And that preaching will not be effective. So if one is about security, comfort and other things, that preaching will be very compromised preaching, watered down preaching. So bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakale ashant. You can't preach peacefully. So Narada Muni had no such interest, bhukti mukti siddhi. Yeah, absolutely no such interest. So he was able to give as it is the transcendental knowledge. Just his presence, just like Mahaprabhu's presence, is sufficient. Just the presence is sufficient. Just like the sunlight. The sun rises, the sunlight comes, the darkness is gone. Just by presence. We don't do anything. The sun rises, the darkness goes, and we enjoy the sunshine. Just by the presence. It's known as Kripa Siddhi. So Daksha did not understand that his sons on their own decided not to go back to him. He couldn't understand that. He said, that's not possible. It is Narada Muni who changed them. Narada Muni only saw that they had the right attitude and they were practicing austerity. So he saw their right attitude and they are practicing austerity. Then he thought, why this austerity should be misdirected? Bhukti, mukti and siddhi. Why should it be misdirected? It should serve the ultimate purpose. Vasudeve Bhagavati. So, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, he compares Yogi, Yogi Nam Api Sarvesham, Jai Shushrada Rasbihari Ji Ki Jai Gornita Ki Dastu Ramakshan Naman Ji Ki Jai. So he talks about Tapasvi, Jnani, Karmi. He says a Yogi is greater than Tapasvi, Jnani and Karmi. There are two types of Karma Yoga. One mundane Karma Yoga and one Karma Yoga in Krishna Consciousness. People only know mundane karma yoga. Extended selfishness. What it is known as? Me, then greater selfishness, my family, then greater selfishness, my community, greater selfishness, my country. So when you have country as the greatest selfishness, then everybody says, oh, whatever. But that is also Maya. But it looks like paropakar. If you become the protector of the country, people think you are a great personality. But they don't understand, the ultimate goal is not, that is not provided for the common people. So Prabhupada condemns this expanded or extended selfishness. And nothing glorious about it. Because the three modes are still active. The three modes, they have to be conquered by Praman. Pratyaksha, Anumana and Shabda. Actually, some people say there are more than three pramanas, seven, nine pramanas, but the most important essential pramana is Pratyaksha, Anumana and Shabda. When Mahabharata war took place, Draupadi was insulted. So that is Pratyaksha. Something the adharma is happening, you can see it happening. But sometimes by Anumana, you can understand that somebody like Hiranyakasipu, somebody like Ravan, they may have the power, but who will say they are wrong? You cannot go and tell Ravana and Hiranyakasipu, you are Prabhu, my dear Prabhu, you are, what you are doing is wrong. We have to understand without telling them that they are wrong, even though they are powerful. So for that Anumana is required. But that Anumana is not mental speculation. That Anumana comes from Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Like we don't know everything about Krishna consciousness, but we infer, since this is given by Mahajanas and Mahatmas, we infer, even if you have some doubt, we infer this process is correct. But this is not speculation. Following the Pramanik Parampara, no matter what the instruction is, for example, Nadanam, Najanam, Nasundarim, Kavitam, Vajagdisa, Kamiye. How do we know this is correct? Because everybody is running after money, men, women, knowledge. But the Shastra says, so we infer, even though we don't have realized knowledge, we infer this must be correct. That is not mental speculation. If you follow Guru, Sadhu and Shastra and don't understand, but you are following Guru, Sadhu and Shastra without self-realization, that is not speculation. But you have four defects and then you do something, that is speculation. So Pratyaksha, Anumana and Shabda, like Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti Sabjati. Just like we are worshipping Archamurti. How do we know this Archamurti is transcendental? How do we know this is Supreme Lord? How can the pujaris have faith? Because of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. But if a common man who comes here, he may think, oh, what is this? So, the three modes, they have to be counteracted by the three pramanas and by the three spiritual sources. Three pramanas is Pratyaksha, Anumana and Shabda. And the three spiritual source is Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. So one who conducts his life according to Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, Pratyaksha, Anumana and Shabda, he will not fail. Because he is protected from following his mind, which has four defects. So therefore in Krishna conscious movement, it doesn't matter what color dress you are wearing. What matters is, are you following Guru, Sadhu, Shastra? Do you know what is Pratyaksha, Anumana and Shabda? You are true. You may initially may be wavering. I should be a brahmachari or I should be a grihastha. It doesn't matter. But are you committed to following Guru Sadhu Shastra? Are you committed to Pratyaksha, Anumana and Shabda? Prabhupada, in his early days, he lectured so much about this Pratyaksha, Anumana and Shabda. And he used to emphasize the ultimate knowledge is through Shabda Praman. That is the highest transcendental knowledge. But there are other knowledge. We cannot deny the other knowledge. That is Anumana. That is also standard knowledge. Pratyaksha is also standard knowledge. Like Food for Life program. People are coming. Even if they are not hungry, we give them prasadam. Of course, we want to give to hungry people also. But we give to others also. So that is Pratyaksha, Krishna Prasad. That is Pratyaksha. And Navavida Bhakti. Bajahure Mana Srinanda Nandana Abhayacharana Ravindare. That is Govinda Das, not me. But since Govinda Das says it, I accept it. That is Anumana. Govinda Das must be correct. Shravana Kirtana, Smarana Vandana, Pada Sevana, Dasyare, Pujana Sakijana, Atma Nivedana. What to speak of Atma Nivedana? I don't know whether I am doing Shravana Kirtana. But Anumana is what Govinda Das says must be correct. And it is supported by Guru Sadhu and Shastra. So that is Anumana. And Shabda. Shabda is the moment we chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And if Vasudeva is there in my heart and I can see him, like Durvasa. Not Durvasa, Durvasa. So that is perfect. Pratyaksha, Anumana, Shabda, everything together. First he saw in his heart, he opened his eyes and then he saw in front of him. Everything, Pratyaksha, Anumana, Shabda, all the three standards were there. All the three pramanas were fulfilled. So, there may be a little bit a sense of not being very confident about our devotional practice. But Prabhupada says, keep doing it. Because the three modes have not fully left our consciousness. Our consciousness is still affected by the three modes. Kapda washing machine mein hai. Kya hai? Kapda dulai ho raha hai. Kya hai? Abhi electricity band mat karo. Kya? Electricity? Don't stop chanting. Don't stop following. It will come out spin dry. What? Spin. Spin dry it will come out. We will be through. But our samay hai. So Daksha, he was thinking about Ravana. Ravana came in the dress of? Don't blame only Ravana. Our side also people are like that. Arjuna. What? Arjuna also did what? So how Arjuna is different from Ravana? Achha. See, same natak dono diya. Ravana did the same natak and Arjuna also did the same natak. So if you are a follower of Krishna, Krishna says, don't worry, ma sucha, ma mekam sharanam raja. So we are very common people. We are not in any way special category of people. We are very ordinary, common people. So, it is necessary for us to understand, maybe I have to take more births. Because some Mahatma Sudurlaba. Now more than 50-60 devotees are sitting here, and there may be devotees outside. So, Shuddha Bhakti, it's a ultimate boon, it's the greatest boon, Shuddha Bhakti. And it is not that, it is just available for the asking. Because we can see, Devi Yesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratyaya. Manushyanam Sahasreshu Kaschit Yatati Siddhaye Yatatam Api Siddhanam. Therefore, some of us may be tapasvi, some of us may be jnani, some of us may be karma yogi, but we are not totally taken shelter of Krishna. Whereas Narada Muni is like that. Even though Brahma had so many sons, Marichi, Atri, Angirasa, Pulasya, Pulaha, Kratu, Brihu, Vasishta, Dakshasya, Dasamastatra, Narada. But of all the children, sons of Brahma, Narada was the most transcendental personality. So recently, Mahaprabhu came. He did the same thing. 10,000, 1,000, hundreds, everyone. So the consciousness, it has to get elevated. There are five levels of consciousness. Annamaya, Pranamaya, Manomaya, Vijnanamaya and Anandamaya. Anandamaya is only at the realization of Bhagavan. Vijnanamaya, you are free from anartha. Jnanamaya, you may still have little mental speculation. And Annamaya, Pranamaya, it is covered by the three modes. So, how much time we have? 10 minutes. 15 minutes? Okay. Now, in some parts of India, in ISKCON, they have a ceremony called Siksha program. So people are asked to commit to chant 2 rounds every day. Next level, chant 4 rounds every day. Next level, chant 8 rounds every day. Like that, there are various levels of Siksha. Krishna Sadhak, Krishna Seva, Krishna Upasak, Prabhupada Ashraya. So these people, they are not expected to follow 4 rules and regulations in the beginning. Only when they come to 16 rounds, they are told about all the 4 rules and regulations. Because if you tell them before, they won't come again. So when they chant 2 rounds, you don't tell them don't take onion and garlic. No coffee and tea. They will chant 2 rounds, they will take onion, garlic, coffee, everything. When they come to 4 rounds, you tell them, don't take fish, eat a fish, egg, meat. When they come to 8 rounds, you give them, follow Ekadasi, like that. And when they come to Prabhupada Ashraya, so you can see, it is not that they are ready for pure devotional service. You have to slowly bring them. They are all busy with the family, children, job, business. Hectic life. Hectic life. If you tell them, Prabhu, are you offering boga to Krishna in your house? And you say, no, I don't know. Oh, you don't know? In Bhagavad Gita it says one who eats without offering to bhoga to Krishna is a thief. So Prabhu, you are a thief. You are eating without offering to Krishna. You expect him to come back? No. So, Navavida Bhakti, people are not even following Dharma Artha Kama Moksha. Nobody is following even Dharma Artha Kama Moksha. Then, Guru Sadhu Shastra. Then Navavida Bhakti. Prabhupada might have told the hippies in America, hear and chant. But Prabhupada created that fortune for them. They knew nothing. But Prabhupada created that fortune for them. Of course, not everybody was able to come up to that expectation. But many did, many didn't. The fact is that we have to train people slowly and gradually. Pure devotional service is not for the first timer. How can somebody, it is said, Prabhupada gives an example, a patient may be taking treatment and the doctor may say no sugar, no ghee, no oil, no spicy food. The patient may agree, but that doesn't mean in his thoughts such a food is, it is still attractive for him. That kind of food, even though doctor has forbidden, in the mind of the patient, it is still attractive. He wants it. Like that, we may hear so much about Ahetuki Bhakti, but we want material enjoyment. The back of the mind, I am hearing Ahetuki Apratiyata Yayatma Suprasiddhati, but at least I want some Mangalarti sweet. The taste for material enjoyment is there, sense gratification is there. It's not just going to go away just because I'm wearing kanti mala and putting tilak. So dharma artha kama moksha, then guru sadhu shastra, then navavida bhakti. Even though navavida bhakti is introduced in ISKCON right from the day one, that doesn't mean we are all qualified candidates for navavida bhakti. You are not qualified candidates. We don't think kamala dala jala jivana talamala. We don't think like that. Yedana yauvana putra parijana ite. We don't think like that. So the taste for material enjoyment is always there. The maya can appear anytime. There is no guarantee. So we have a siksha program in which Aam Janta, what? Aam Aadmi. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. It's a very special jadu. We have to clean the consciousness. It takes time. So Daksha, he came to a sudden conclusion. He actually thought, I am not a Grihamedi. I am doing Deva Yajna, Pritur Yajna, this Yajna, that Yajna, all the Yajnas I am doing. You know, some people, they say, Prabhu, I am married, I have wife and children, but I am initiated, I am following everything that my Guru Maharaj has told me. Whatever that rules are there in Krishna consciousness, I follow. But please tell me one thing, if I am following everything in Krishna consciousness, as a grahastha, why I should leave my wife and children and go to Vanaprastha? I am doing everything. What is the need for a grahastha who follows all the rules and regulations as instructed by his initiating spiritual master? Where is the need for such a grahastha to go to Vanaprastha? Why should he go? He is chanting, he is offering bhoga to Krishna. His home, children are chanting some rounds, wife is chanting, they are all going Sunday to the temple, cleaning, cooking, preaching. Why should I take Vanaprastha? Why? Is this not enough? But the taste for material enjoyment is still there. When you take leave from your wife, children, home, that is the proof the taste is gone. It is sugar coating. We are sugar coating our material desire with Krishna conscious paint. What? We are sugar coating our material desires with? And when the paint goes off, therefore bahunam janmanamante. It is pure devotional service. It is not pure devotional enjoyment. Yes, pure devotional. Says Prabhu, pure devotional service followed by pure devotional enjoyment. So this Daksha was representing pure devotional enjoyment because he is, I know I am connected to Krishna. When I do yajna, Vishnu will come. When I do yajna, even with a goat head, when I do yajna, Vishnu will come. Bas ho gaya kaam. But Narada Muni says, not pure devotional enjoyment, sorry, pure devotional service. Because Bhoktaram, Yajna Tapasam, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, Surdam Sarvabhutanam, only Krishna is Bhokta. Yat Karoshi Yad Ashnasi Yad Juhoshi Dadashi Yad. It is not that there is somebody in between who is also Bhokta. Jiva is here and Krishna is there. There is nobody in between who is also a Bhokta. Only Krishna is Bhokta. In between nobody is Bhokta. Nobody is Surud. So therefore, even if somebody thinks, what is wrong? I am chanting my 16 rounds. What is wrong if I pray to demigod? I need something. I need a car to go to the temple. I need a wife to cook for me. There are two things difficult. One is to think the chanting will counteract the sin. That is an aparad. But people don't know, chanting and thinking that it will fulfill all my material desires. To commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name, we all know that is aparad. But it is also an aparad to have material attachment even after understanding the instructions on this matter. But it seems not such a bad offense to have material desires. Even after understanding the importance of chanting the holy name, to have material desires, that doesn't seem to be such a bad thing. Right? So that will, like Prabhupada says, that a woman may give birth to a child and she may go through extreme pain. So all women have only one child? They want more pain? They have more children. So like that, even though we know material body taking birth again and again is dukkha yonayo. Because it is dukkha yonayo, we stop. Higher taste is not there. That higher taste can come only with jnana and vairagya through a bona fide person, spiritual personality like Narada Muni or Mahaprabhu himself. So therefore this movement, if there is spiritual strength, it is coming from Mahaprabhu's mercy. Therefore we are able to, in spite of all the Kali Yuga and all its problems, somehow we are thinking and chanting and having darshan of Krishna, hearing Bhagavatam, doing something. But we should check our heart. Along with the holy name, if we have any other desire other than following Guru Sadhu Shastra and pleasing Krishna, that is a fall down. Even though there may be many bogus sadhus, that proves there must be a genuine sadhu. Just like if there is jali note, how can you have a jali note? It must look like the real note, no? You know, in Mayapur they have printed currency note. Have you seen Mayapur they have printed currency note? Huh? But that is not jali note, that is real note. What Reserve Bank prints, that is jali note. What is printed in the Reserve Bank, that is black money. Because that is not in the service of Krishna. This is in service of Krishna. This is the real money. But since Krishna is black, you can give him black money also. And Radharani will make it white. So there may be so many bogus sadhus, but we want them in ISKCON. Because we can change black into white. And white into saffron. So you know, I have to finish now. Then I have to take question. You know, very soon there is going to be a very major festival all over the world. ISKCON is going to celebrate. You know, we celebrate Krishna's birthday, you know, Rama's birthday. But do we celebrate ISKCON birthday? Huh? ISKCON birthday is also there every year, but we don't celebrate. And you know, 49 years have gone like that. Now ISKCON's 50th birthday is coming. How many of you know? Raise your hand. ISKCON's 50th birthday is coming. You know that? What are you going to do? So we all have to celebrate ISKCON's 50th birthday. It is coming in 2015 July. And it will be celebrated not for one day, not for one week. It will be celebrated for 12 months. July 2015 to July 2016. It will be celebrated for 12 months, maybe a little longer. Why we should celebrate ISKCON's birthday? Why? But why we should celebrate? We didn't celebrate 49th, we didn't celebrate 48th, we didn't celebrate 40, 30, 20, but why we want to celebrate 50? Because I'll wait for that. We all know Prabhupada stayed in Radha Damodar temple. And we all know how austere life he led. How many of you have been to Radha Damodar temple, Prabhupada room? So what do you think about Prabhupada's time during those period? How Prabhupada was managing? Very, very hard life, very struggle, strugglesome life. compared to what Prabhupada was going, our life in Radha Rajbhari temple is heaven on earth. There's no struggle. What struggle? You only have to eat extra prasadam. That is the only struggle. Because some Prabhu put, instead of, you know, two laddus, he put four laddus. Do you know there is another place where Prabhupada also struggled almost at the same time? There is another place like that, Radha Damodar. Okay.
Bauri.
Ah. This Prabhu gets the garland.
Oh, Haribo.
Now, say loudly. Which place? Where? Ah. Prabhupada was staying in a place called Chippiwada. Not our echo village, Chippiwada. This another Wada. It is very difficult to enter the place because even the lanes are so small. No car can go. And it is an old building, 200 year old building. And Prabhupada was staying there because he was able to purchase paper and take it to the printer. It is right next to Chandini Chowk area where he was printing and purchasing paper. So he used to go there. Listen carefully. Then you will understand why you have to celebrate ISKCON at 50. Listen carefully. Prabhupada, he carried two volumes of Bhagavatam when he went to America, but he had to type it first before printing. So when he used to type, he used to have carbon paper for extra copy. Now, if one carbon paper was lost, if some child has taken it, Prabhupada did not have money to buy another carbon paper. He had to go behind the child and cajole the child and take the carbon paper back. Because he didn't have money for another carbon paper. And he was typing Bhagavatam in those days. Like that he had to, you know, so careful about one carbon paper. And he was not able to cook every day. Whenever he cooked, he had plain steamed rice and plain steamed aloo. Nothing. It is like that the Goswami telling Radha Damodar that, you know, Radha Damodar says, aap to jo chapati banata hai, usme thoda sa nimak to dalo. Well, aaj aap nimak mangega, kal ghee mangega, parson sabji mangega. Main bhi wahi kar raha hu nimak ke bina. Aapko kya dikhta hai? So Prabhupada actually ate without salt. And sometimes Prabhupada was not even able to have that. So what he used to say, you know, most of you may understand Hindi. So he used to say there were some families in the same building. When Prabhupada had no way to cook, he used to say, Aju Baju mein, there were some families. So he used to say, Bahurani, आज आपने क्या बनाया? What does it mean? Some ladies in the nearby families, you say, Bahurani, आज आपने क्या बनाया? That means, you had nothing to eat. You had to ask them. That is Chippiwada. Recently, I was in Delhi. One evening, myself and another Maharaj, we went to that place. We were there for about half an hour, 45 minutes. When we came back to the Delhi Radha Parsati temple, we came back in about 40 minutes. But Prabhupada, from Chippiwada to come to Radha Parsati temple, Prabhupada took more than 11 years. I think it is like 65. Then 2005, I don't know Delhi temple when it opened. It's more than 30, 40 years. And what is the distance between Chippiwada and Radha Parsati temple? 20 kilometers. But Prabhupada, it took 40 years. You understand what I mean? You understand what I mean? It took Prabhupada 40 years to go from Chandini Chowk to east of Kailash. 40 years. Why 40 years? This temple came after Prabhupada established everything in the west. Delhi temple came much, much later. So that means Chippewada experience or other Parsati temple experience, it cannot happen, it didn't happen in one day. It took 40 years to realize. So that much tapasya, that much austerity Prabhupada has performed. So that now we can go to Radha Parsarthi temple. So, in order to remember and understand day-to-day struggle of Prabhupada for 40 years, 49 years. So when we celebrate ISKCON's 50th year, that means we are remembering every day, every week, every month, every year of Prabhupada's struggle. We are sitting in such a nice palatial royal temple. We are sitting. Everything is happening by the mercy of Prabhupada. So we have to do something to appreciate that ISKCON has given the whole world such a great mercy, which even Daksha couldn't understand. Rather, Daksha cursed Narad. So, as a mark of realizing that, you know, many of us, we know, we have a sticker that says, chant Hare Krishna and what? So you will be happy. What about others? You will chant Hare Krishna and you will be happy. What about others? So we are changing that now. No more chant Hare Krishna and be happy. We have a new sticker. The BBT has to, you have to get it in your shop now. It says chant Hare Krishna and spread Hare Krishna. What? Chant Hare Krishna and? Not a chant Hare Krishna, sit in your comfortable room and sleep. No. So ISKCON 50, we have to undertake some special program to bring others to the shelter of Prabhupada. Because Prabhupada brought us to the shelter. There are hundreds and millions of people who has not come to the shelter of Mahaprabhu. And Prabhupada used to say, I am one single Indian old man. One single Indian. If I can do this much, if all of you will support, how much more we can do? All of you will support? How much more? Bharata Bhumite Manusha Janma Hoyla Jar? Janma Sato Kari, become a software engineer. Janma Sato Kari? Become a? No. Janma Sato Kari? Karaparapar. What is Parapakar? Paradukka Dukki. People are suffering. Okay, we'll stop here. So, I wish you all the best. And I hope our Radha Rasbihari. Aap time dekho. No, one question you can ask. You know what is that question? What is today in breakfast? Okay. So, time ho gaya? Should we take a question or not? Okay. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So if you want, you can talk to me separately. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.